Okay, if you want to get a hold of me, it's simple to do. It's really, really simple to do. 749-1035. We've got a couple of lines open, but right now we're going to go talk to Melinda. Melinda, good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show on WGRR. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent today, Melinda.
Good. Hey, got a question. We built our house about 7.5 years ago, and in our bathroom, in the master bedroom, I have got black stuff all around the corners, the bottom of where the caulking is. I don't know if we have to replace all of those tiles to get rid of that, because I have scrubbed with everything imaginable. I can't get it, and it just looks awful. And it's, even when it's clean, it looks awful.
Yeah, it's just mildew.
I know, but how do you get it out of it?
Well, here's one thing. If it's in the caulk, here's what it is. Here's what you're looking at. When that mildew grows, it's actually, if you could look at it under a microscope, it's just like a little plant. Just like a little thing of asparagus or a carrot. I don't care what it is. And what it does, it sends these roots, you know, into the material.
Okay.
And even when you clean and you're thinking, I can't get this out. That's what you can't get out are the roots of the mildew. Well, you kind of can in a way. Here's one thing I want you to try. It is, if it's caulk, it's a little easier, because what you should actually do is you're just going to have to cut the caulk out and re-caulk it. And they do have some really, really good, high-quality, what we're going to say, mildew-proof caulks that are just loaded with antimicrobial products. And you can actually see it on the label. They'll say mildew-proof caulk. And I've got some of those listed on my website.
Okay.
But here's another trick that does work for grout. Is your house on a city sewer or a septic system?
City.
Okay, good. What I want you to do, do you have areas of the tile grout that are still black?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a really kind of a cool experiment. You need to kind of do this when the house is, you can kind of ventilate it, or if you've got a bathroom fan.
Okay.
I want you to take a paper towel.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to saturate it with pure Clorox.
Okay.
And no 50-50 mix, just pure Clorox. And I want you to place it right on that tile. You know how when the thing's wet, it'll stick to a vertical surface easily? And you put it right on there and kind of push in with your fingers so that paper towel is contacting the grout.
Okay.
And then I want you to come back every hour and kind of spritz it with fresh chlorine bleach.
Okay.
And the room's going to smell horrible. You know, it's going to just smell like chlorine. But I just want you to do it in one area, maybe you're just doing four or five tiles.
Okay.
You know, whereas the tiles right next to it are still kind of blackish. See what I mean?
I gotcha. Yep.
So that you'll have a control. It's like you'll know, here's where I did it, here's where I didn't. I guarantee you at the end of the day, after 8, 10, 12 hours, you're going to see a night and difference, the difference between like night and day.
I probably don't have to replace it all.
No, you do not have to replace any of it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In other words, if you just let, and then here's another trick that I've worked that's done pretty well. I've taken that product, that Clorox Soft Scrub.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a, you can kind of squirt it out. It's like liquid cascade dishwasher detergent.
It is, yep.
And I've actually, because it's a thicker bodied product, I've actually squirted that on the tile grout lines.
Okay.
You know, kind of carefully.
Uh-huh, and just let it sit there.
And just let it sit there and actually let that sit there overnight.
Okay.
And then when you take your shower the next morning, lightly scrub it, and your grout's going to look just about brand new.
Okay, now tell me this. If I pull all that caulking out, is it okay if once I get that caulking out, I scrub before I re-caulk again?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yes.
Shower.
Now, let me tell you how to stop it in the future. Because you're going to go to all this work, and it's like, well, I don't want it to go black again.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the key. Here's where a lot of people make a mistake, and it's a little bit of work, but it's not that hard. Once your shower's clean, I want you to go out and buy these. You can buy these decorative squeegees. You know, they're really popular now for all these people who've got those nice, beautiful shower doors.
Yep.
You're going to keep the squeegee in the shower, and in the morning, everybody needs to do this. Everybody needs to get in the habit.
Okay.
You completely, as soon as you turn the water off, you shake, you take your arms or hands and get the water off as much of your body as you can, and you take about 10 or 15 seconds, and you squeegee down the walls and the floor of the shower. Get as much of that liquid water into the drain as possible.
Okay.
Then I want you to leave the shower door or shower curtain open.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people want their bathroom to look really, really nice while they go to work. Who cares?
Yeah.
No one's in a bathroom. No one's there. No one can see it.
You're right.
Just who cares how ugly it is, okay? Leave the bathroom door open. Don't close it. In other words, I want that bathroom to dry out as rapidly as possible.
Okay.
And if you're really anal about this, while you're putting your makeup on and getting dressed, if you just have one of those old-fashioned, like, box fans or those oscillating fans, plug that fan in while you're getting dressed and or whatever and get that tub area or shower area dry instantly.
Okay.
As soon as you cut off all the moisture, you're not going to have any mildew.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
Melinda, it's my job.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling WGRR.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye.